dedicated to academic and athletic excellence, brought to you by radio.dominican.edu.
And we are back from the Collins Center here in the ever so beautiful San Rafael. Beautiful weather. Plans to be hopefully a beautiful game between the Dominican Penguins and the University of Hawaii Hilo, the Vulcans. And this is going to be the second matchup between the two teams already this season. My partner Swanee to the left, what's your feelings about this game today?
Trying to get the first win of the new year is my feeling. And DU had a nice run to cut the game to four last time they played. Couldn't pull out the victory. Revenge is always nice when you can get them at home.
You can say it better yourself. Revenge is so sweet. They lost last time against the Vulcans, 83-64. The game was closer than the score, of course, as is most case in basketball games. They were down by four with 12 minutes left in the second half, and then Hilo made their run.
And guess what it comes down to? Free throws. 30 attempts for the Vulcans. They hit 27 of them. Penguins get off 35 attempts, five more attempts, they hit 17. Points being left off the board, that just can't happen tonight.
And we've touched on it on a number of our broadcasts here in the Collins Center at radio.dominican.edu. The Penguins have been struggling, both the men and women, struggling from the line this year. It's something that they need to correct if they want to win these close games. And I mentioned the men, they'll be coming on later at 7:30, also playing the Vulcans from Hilo. So a good night of basketball coming your way here. Just 4 minutes left till this game gets started. We saw last game against Hawaii Pacific, the Lady Penguins, a lot more energy than what we've seen here in previous games.
Which was big. The Collins Center was lit up, and it felt good to feel all those nice positive vibes rooting on the Lady Penguins. And it was a very, very nice outing for Quaywan Owens. I'm hoping that she can kind of take that game, muster a little bit of that energy, bring it out, have the same type of impact that she had against Hawaii Pacific. And then Sarah Nelson, another big, who had a very nice game last outing. Hopefully she can duplicate that here tonight.
Yeah, you touched on it right there. Quaywan Owens and Nelson were the standout players from that tough one-point loss against the Sea Warriors from Hawaii Pacific. And really, the closest game we've seen here from the women's team in the Collins Center, so I want to talk a little bit more about it. You were watching because you weren't on the part of that broadcast. Stu and I were doing the play-by-play color for the end of that women's game. What did you see in that last play, the open look to almost beat the number two team in PacWest?
Well, DU had good penetration. They found Quaywan Owens probably about 1 or 2 feet away from the right block. She had an open look. It was only about a 6 or 7 footer. But when you're that open and the time's winding down and you got all that going on in your head, just wasn't able to hit it, and that would have been a huge, huge victory for the Lady Penguins, big morale booster. But despite only being 2-8 in this PacWest Conference, they are not out of the playoff picture for the conference tournament just yet.
Yeah, it sounds crazy to talk about that. At 2-8 in conference, Dominican is only one game away from the top six in active members going to the PacWest tournament in San Diego later in March. So I want to talk about that a little bit. There's 9 active members in the PacWest Conference that can qualify for NC2A tournament play. And there's a total of 13 members in the PacWest, so it leaves 4 out. The 9 members right now are really bunched up, and Dominican finds himself in the bottom, but only one game out of that 6th spot.
When you're only one game out, these home games become even more crucial. They just lost by a point to a very, very good Hawaii Pacific team who's 7-2 in this conference. If you can take that game and you have that confidence that you could play against a good team like Hawaii Pacific and come out and play like that against Hawaii Hilo, why can't they win that game?
That's true. Every game seems to be going down to the wire here in the later stretch of the PacWest season. Dominican stands at 2-8. Hawaii Hilo stands at 5-4 in conference. One more thing about the Penguins that's keeping their postseason hopes alive is they're going to have a lot of matchups against teams that they're battling for. Chaminade at 2-7, who's currently in the 6th spot. They'll see them one more time later. Actually, Saturday, that'll be their next game here in the Collins Center. And they have NDNU, who's 2-8, positioned in the 8th slot right now for the playoff race. They're going to see them twice more. So there's games to be had against teams you're competing with.
And those games you just listed are must-win games. They got to get those games that they have a chance to get a victory.
And we are here in the Collins Center in San Rafael, Dominican Penguins. 2 conference wins taking on Hawaii Hilo, the Vulcans, who are 5-4 in conference. And what do you see from, we haven't really talked about the Vulcans out of Hawaii Hilo. What do you see from them that's going to stick out?
Kami Imei. this girl can do it all. She leads a team in scoring, just above 12, leads a team in rebounding and steals. When you have a do-it-all player like that, you might have to send a double team, especially since she is a senior. She has good awareness. Also, her counterpartner, Kirsty Williams, just averaging under 11 a game. She can also play good ball. Those two girls are going to have to be contained if you're the DU women.
And coming off a 64-74 loss in their last match against against Academy of Art, we have 10 seconds left until our national anthem, said by the beautiful overhead commentator here in the Collins Center. So we'll be taking you to that in moments' notice. Tonight's officials for this game are going to be Skelly Wingard, Mark Harmon, and Danielle Johnson. And now for the national anthem we have here in the Collins Center.
Men and women who serve our great country at home and around the world with this rendition of our national anthem.
Back from the Collins Center after that beautiful national anthem. And the starting lineup sent out by Coach David Kenashiro for the Vulcans out of Hawaii Hilos. Right now 6-7 overall, 5-4 in Pac West play. They'll be sending out Charlotte with the nickname CC Road. She's a junior 5'8 guard out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Look for her to be a presence dribbling the ball up the court against this Dominican press. Also playing guard will be the star that you said of this team, Kame Ima, the 5'9 senior guard. She does everything. She leads the team in offensive points, rebounds, steals, assists. She will be the one getting everything going for the Vulcans. And playing also at the guard is going to be the junior 5'6 Jordan Kealoha. She is from Honolulu, so she's native to the Hawaii Islands, and she'll be playing big swing 3-4 for the Vulcans. Playing down low will be Mackenzie Magino, the second leading scorer on this team. She is the 5'10 junior from Ukiah, so a native here to these California parts. And also will be Thea Hinato-Smith, the 5'5 junior guard from Hawaii. That rounds out the starting lineup for Coach Dave Kenashiro. And now for Coach Brianna Chambers in her seventh year as a Lady Penguin coach. She'll be sending out Danielle Hare, the 5'8 freshman guard from Sacramento. She nice little energy boost starting the game. See what she can do early on. Also playing down low this time will be Sarah Nelson, the 6'4 junior center. She had a big game, 7 blocks last week against HPU. She's a presence inside when she plays tough. Look for her to get going. At guard will be Danielle Yamauchi, the 5'4 junior. She can shoot it from anywhere, and she's a great ball handler. Hopefully she gets it done today. And down low, we have Selenika Quaywan Owens, who scored a career high last week, 23 points, the 5'8 senior from Fairfield, and Jasmine Cox, 5'10 senior from Upland, California. That rounds out the starting lineup for the Dominican Penguins, looking for that third Pac West win, which could move them into the top 6 spots for playoffs. So this game has huge implications here, and it's only the first game of the day. We'll be coming at you with a men's game at 7:30, which also has big playoff implications. Great night of basketball. Swanee to my left. Mike Temple on the call, and our AD Brandon Leinbach in the stands watching this game, along with our communications department chair Brad Van Alstyne and our faculty advisor Stuart Horn. He's the one who's been giving us all the tips on how to call a better game. So if you don't like it, you can complain to him, but I'm sure you like this game. And we're getting off with a tip here. Nelson does not win it as the Hawaii Hilo Vulcans end up with control. They'll be going towards the north end of the Collins Center. Ball is now on the right wing with CeCe Road. She She swings over to the right corner. Kemai Imai, she is the leading scorer. All around, great player, swings up top. Now ball swung around the perimeter, over to CeCe Roach. She dribbles in, gets inside the left block, finishes for two.
Loose ball comes right to CeCe Roach. Says, look what I found. An easy deuce early for the Vulcans.
And that's a first point in the game, and we're going to have already a timeout called by the ref to wipe up some sweat. How are you sweating this early in the game? Must have been a nice warm-up. The Penguins bring out the scrubber. So 2-0 early. CeCe Roach got to the paint. Finished with an easy layup. Cox inbounds the ball. Yamauchi brings it up slowly. Penguins going towards the south end of the Collins Center, wearing the traditional whites, gold and black trim. Cox has at the free throw line, gets inside to Nelson, and the throw just overhead, turnover, start the game.
I like trying to post up Nelson, though, early, get her established down low.
And last time these teams met, the Vulcans won. Both teams had 21 turnovers, so it was a rather sloppy game. Let's see if the Penguins can correct on that. Bringing it up for Hawaii Hilo will be CeCe Roach. She calls for a screen but doesn't get it. She's dribbling, and good defense by Hare, denying her penetration, so she has to pass it over. Ball now in the left corner with Jordan Kealoha. Swung up top for a deep three from Mackenzie Magino. She bangs it off the right rim. Cox with the rebound. Penguins looking to push. Hare has it on the right wing. She gives a nice crossover move, finds Nelson in the center. Now Cox has it up top. Ball over to Quaywan Owens on the left wing. She fakes right, goes left, dumps off to Cox for a nice mid-range jumper, but shot way long. Vulcans rebound. Pushing on the left wing is CeCe Roach. No one stops the ball. She gets to the paint with ease, passes over to Kealoha. Kealoha now finds a wide open Imiha. She gets upside, hangs for a shot, misses the shot, and Cox with another rebound. Already two early rebounds for Cox. Yamauchi pushes on the right wing. Gets stopped by the great defense by Kealoha. Hand off to Sarah Nelson inside. Nelson forces up a shot, missed, but Hare with the hustle rebound all the way in the right sideline. She tracks it down, and ball swung up top to Yamauchi. Yamauchi over to Quaywan Owens in the left corner now. She dribbles, finds her way to the free throw line, hands it over to Hare on the right wing. She pump fakes, gets to the hole, forces up a layup and misses the layup. Rebound Vulcans, they look to push. Kealoha on the right block, goes up for a shot, and Yamauchi with a huge block. The point guard goes up, and it actually ends up going off Hilo on the block.
Kealoha looked a little surprised, didn't expect Yamauchi to come over and make the block.
Great job by the point guard. Only stands at 5'4", but she rose for that one, got a rejection, and ends up getting the Penguins ball as Hilo caught it out of bounds. Now Cox has it on the left wing, gets inside to Quaywan Owens, finishes for two. We touched about it all last game against HPU. Quaywan Owens is much more of a factor inside than she is outside. That time she posts up and finishes for two.
Get her going early, and that's going to be early success for the Lady Penguins.
CeCe Roach throws it to the right block. Yamauchi overplays and tips it, forces pressure on Kealoha, but Kealoha ends up with it. She tosses it to the middle. Now Magino has it on the left wing. She gets inside, and nice finish, but they're going to call a charge. Great defense by Cox there to set her feet and plant.
Got over there at the last minute. Magino's quick for a center. She was able to take Nelson off the bounce, but there's good help defense by the Lady Penguins. Cox sliding over to take the charge.
Nothing fires the team up like a charge sometimes. Let's see what the Penguins can do with that. Tied at two here, 17-10 left to play in the first half. Yamauchi has it. She gets to the free throw line. She's double-teamed, so hands off to Nelson for a left elbow jumper, but she thought about it, didn't shoot it. Gives to Yamauchi. Yamauchi does a nice Allen Iverson crossover, gets to the paint, goes for a shot, but blocked, and it ends up out of bounds. Penguins retain possession.
Penguins attacking the paint here early on. Very strong.
Yeah, you could see it early. Coach Brianna Chambers wants the Penguins to get inside. As last time they played the Vulcans, they only shot 22% from three. You don't want that happening again, so it's an emphasis on getting the ball inside. And coming in for the Penguins will be Jessie Marshall, the 5'6 Energizer Bunny sophomore. She plays guard. She'll be taking Hare's place. On the inbounds pass, Cox finds a wide open layup for two. Nice ball moving by the Penguins.
What a cut by Cox, able to curl right in front of the key. She's got a good right and left hand.
And the Penguins set up that man-to-man press here. Hilo breaks it with no problem. Kealoha has it. Gives it over to the right wing, where it's Thea Hanato-Smith. Back to Kealoha. Now Mangino on the left wing. She passes, but stolen by Quaywan Owens, a two-time player, defensive player of the PacWest. Gets it. She runs the court, tries to finish for a layup, but misses off the bank.
Had a great idea with the floater.
She stole it in the backcourt and finishes for two. Nice job by Quaywan Owens. Two steals and two straight possessions.
any time you get hustle in the backcourt by your leader, that's going to amp up the defensive intensity.
6-2 Penguins early coming out with some fire. Hilo breaks the press, gets it on the right wing, where it's Renato Smith. She finds herself all the way to the left block, but misses the scoop layup. Rebound by Quayon Owens. Ball tossed out to Yamauchi, and they slow it down. First little break here. Both teams looking to go up-tempo. Quayon Owens has on the left elbow, passed out to Cox in the left corner. She now swings it to Yamauchi, who finds Marshall at the right corner three. She pump fakes, gets to the paint, and a nice move, finishes for two.
How about that ball fake after the jump stop? Fooled the defense just to get a little time to get off her jump shot.
Jesse Marshall, one of the smarter players on the Penguins team. She used the pump fake to get the defender in the air and finishes for two. 8-2 early lead for the Lady Penguins. Now coming the other way, the Vulcans. Mangino Jr. has on the left wing. She finds inside, forced pass, but catches it in Mahi. She swings out to Mangino, the center, again going for a second three. That one's swished.
5'10", Mangino stepping outside. That's going to be a tough assignment for Nelson because she can go inside and out from deep.
Yeah, Sarah Nelson has the height advantage, but Mangino a little bit more fast and agile. That's what she showed on the three-pointer. 8-5, Penguins lead early. Marshall has it in the right corner for a three to answer off the right rim. Fight for the rebound. Cox could not battle it down, and now Vulcans look to push. Rhodes streaking on the right block. She finds but traveled first. You almost jumped to that too early.
For a second, I didn't think the refs were going to call it.
Yeah, she traveled.
My bad, partner.
It's okay. You saw what I saw, just a little too quick on it. So she traveled early, 14:52 left, and we have our first media timeout, 8-5. Lady Penguins up early. They are taking on the Vulcans of University of Hawaii Hilo. It's a tongue twister. They are 6-7, 5-4 in the Pac West. Right now the Penguins sitting 2-14 overall, but 2-8 in Pac West. And like we touched on in the pregame, only one game back of that sixth spot for the playoffs.
Early on, holding a three-point lead, you got to like what you're seeing from the Penguins. Good help defense by Cox. You saw Quayon Owens get inside. You saw Marshall get inside. The Penguins' last two games have started out very nicely. They just got to keep riding that momentum.
Yeah, this is something that we hadn't seen before the 2014 calendar year here in the Collins Center. The Lady Penguins are playing with a lot of aggression, a lot of energy. They're making things happen instead of waiting to let things happen.
Anytime you're forcing the issue, just like you saw, Quayon Owens doesn't give up on the play, gets a steal in the backcourt, lays it in. Those are plays that are going to come down when the scoreboard is close at the end. Those are the plays you're going to look back to, see if you can get a victory.
And the Penguins looking for that third Pac West win here against the Hawaii Hilo Vulcans. 8-5 early lead as we come out of this first media timeout at 14 minutes and 52 seconds. And because of that travel by road, Quayon Owens will be inbounding the ball. Yamauchi now has it, bringing it up slowly, going towards the right wing. That's where Marshall is. She does a nice back cut, but doesn't find the ball. Yamauchi still has it on the right wing. Gets it inside to Nelson. Nelson backs up 2-3 dribbles. Can't get to the paint, but she turns around, shoots anyone, air ball, rebound, Vulcans. They look to push. They like to run, get it up on the right wing. Kealoha now can't penetrate, so she hands it out to Mangino. Mangino inside, gets it to Haley Reynolds, who just entered. She goes up for two and gets fouled and finishes the shot.
Coach kind of Shiro goes Mangino plus Reynolds, the 5'11 forward, and then the 5'10 center. Going two big ladies tonight.
She has a brace on her right knee, but that didn't stop her from finishing for 2 points there and getting the opportunity to go for three. Oh, did she make it? Okay, they hadn't updated the scoreboard yet, so I was just making sure I was seeing the right things here. She's going for the free throw. And this one is knocked down as she finishes the three-point play. And entering the game for the Penguins is going to be Lauren Hyatt, the 6'2 junior, and coming out is going to be Jasmine Cox. So Penguins are matching that height of the Vulcans. They're sending both Nelson and Hyatt in at the same time. Quayon Owens has it on the left wing. She uses a screen from Hyatt and gets all the way to the rack. No help defense, finishes for two.
If you're not going to help on Quayon Owens' drive, you're going to be in trouble.
Is the score 10-5, or I thought it was 10-8? It's 10-8. Okay, they haven't updated the scoreboard yet, but 10-8, Penguins lead. It coming the other way, the Vulcans have Kealoha. She fakes right, goes left, gets to the paint, but they're going to call an offensive foul on the Vulcans.
Jesse Marshall and Jasmine Cox, two outstanding plays early, drawing two offensive fouls. You could definitely see it's been evident. Coach Brianna Chambers has been working on that help defense in practice.
Coming in for Coach Brianna Chambers is Carly Holbok, the three-point shooting specialist, and she'll be taking Quaywan Owens' place, who had a nice, good 7 minutes of action here. Coming the other way, Yamauchi has it. She's going to settle for a wide-open three, and she's hits nothing but air, and the ball bounces out of bounds.
Unusual from Yamauchi. She's usually money from outside.
Especially those open three-pointers. We've seen her knock down more than a few. That time a little off as she might have rushed the shot. Ends up as an air ball, and the Vulcans will take control. 10-8 here, 13-32 left in the first half. Penguins looking for that third conference win and the first here in the Collin Center. Vulcans' Whitney Eddins brings it up. She swings it over to Kuiman. Kuiman dribbles and a turnover. Nelson hits the deck but gets it and passes it off. Great hustle play by Nelson. Come the other way, Yamauchi. Left wing hole, Boak for the three. The three-point specialist is good.
And Sarah Nelson made that play by going to the floor and getting that loose ball.
And the hustle is rewarded as the Penguins take a transition three, 13-8 lead here early on. Coming the other way is Key Aloha. She swings it to the left wing where it's Haley Reynolds. Back up top, they're swinging around the perimeter. Now it's on the right wing. Kuiman, who had the turnover last possession. She can't see over Nelson, so she throws it off to Key Aloha. She dribbles and is fouled on the dribble. Holbok couldn't stay with her. And that's the second team foul for the Penguins. First on Holbok. And Key Aloha, a great ball handler, is going to come out, taking her place. The 5'3 junior from Hilo, Chelsea Santos. We'll see what they do here with no Key Aloha handling the ball. Santos up top, Holbok defending. She's staying really far from the basket, not penetrating yet. Now she starts a drive, goes to the left elbow, and stolen by Holbok. Yamauchi ends up with a loose ball. They push it to Marshall. Marshall now looking to lead the fast break. Holbok finds herself open for another three, and that one's good.
She's only a freshman, ladies and gentlemen, and she's got two threes early. She's going to have active a career when it's all said and done.
Two threes in a row. Penguins lead swells to 8, 16-8 here, 12-15 left in the first half. Santos bringing it up. She cannot operate as Holbok is playing great defense. Ball swung to the left wing. Kuiman has it. Now up top to Santos. Back to the left wing where Christy Williams fires a three to try to answer, but that one clanks off the rim and rebound Nelson. Penguins look to push. Yamauchi on the right wing. Ball inside to Hyatt. Nice move to the left, and she finishes for two.
Yamauchi wasted no time. Saw Hyatt had position, fed her the ball. Beautiful hook by Lauren Hyatt down low.
The quick offense right now for the Penguins is paying off as their last three possessions have ended up in fast break points. Coming the other way, Santos gives it to the right wing. Whitney Eddins throws it inside. And the ball is going to clank off and go out of bounds, but the Vulcans will remain possession. And we're going to have our second media timeout here. 11:38 left of play in the first half. 18-8, Penguin lead here in the Collin Center. What are your thoughts on the early start, Alex?
I think they're picking right where they left off against the second half of the Hawaii Pacific game. They're coming out strong, up 10, playing great basketball, Holbok, couple threes in transition. Penguins hustling on defense. I like what I'm seeing so far.
Yeah, I touched on it when Holbok checked in. I knew she was going to hoist threes. She leads the team in attempts at 73, and she's made 25, which calculates to about 35%. But you know that's her game, and that's what she's doing successfully there as 2-for-2 today.
And both threes off of turnovers. Anytime you force turnovers, points in transition are just imminent.
Yeah, you can see the defense is making an emphasis and really pressuring the ball handler. They don't want them to see any open lanes, any open passes. And right now the pressure's paying off as it's an 18-8 lead for the Lady Penguins. These two teams met earlier in the season in that long Hawaiian road trip that the Penguins had. It was January 4th, to be exact, and they lost 83-64. We touched on it in the pregame. They were only down four with about 12 minutes left, and then Hilo made a run. And the lead swelled to 20 at one point. So you know the Penguins can hang with this team, and they're playing like it right now.
And just like you mentioned, you know Hilo's going to make a run. It's going to be, can the Penguins counterpunch that?
And right now they are up 10. The Vulcans coming out of the media timeout will have the ball in the north end sideline for their inbound play. Baseline. Ball swung over to the right corner. Christy Williams looks to operate but can't get by Yamauchi. Great defense. She gets the ball back. Right corner still. No movement. Ball gets inside to Kuiman. Kuiman, the junior, cannot finish the layup, and Nelson gets the rebound. She swings her arms aggressively. Ball swung over to Holbok on the right wing. Now deep baseball pass to the left block. Quaywan Owens, a right-left move. Cannot finish. Ball clanked in and out.
It was a great look from Holbok, though. Cross-court pass. Found Quaywan Owens. He had a good look.
Now Vulcans look to push. Both teams looking to run today, and they're doing just that. Ball inside, but a travel there by Koyman.
What a defense by the Penguins. This is some of the best defense I've been seeing them playing here in the Collin Center.
Yeah, they're harassing the ball right now. That ball got to the post inside to which was Reynolds, not Koyman, and she was double-teamed right away, tried to step around it but didn't dribble the ball, so that's going to be a travel. Ball come the other way around. Quaywan Owens has on the left block. Uses the Hyatt screen. Last time this play worked to perfection for an easy layup. This time the Vulcans stop it. Holbrook has it on the right wing. Errant throw backs, but finds no one, but Yamauchi chases down near midcourt. She dribbles, 7 left on the shot clock. Fires a deep three and another air ball from three.
Tough shot. Shot clock winding down. Yamauchi just had to get something up at the rim.
And the errant throw, didn't know who she was throwing that to. It looked like a little miscommunication for the Lady Penguins. Ended up hurting on that possession as they did not get the look they wanted. Here, anyways, up by 10, 18-8. 10 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half. Quaywan Owens playing great defense in the backcourt. Whitney Eddins breaks it, though. She goes all the way to the paint, but is met by Hyatt, and the defense pays off as she misses the shot.
There's Lauren Hyatt. Anytime ball handler's going into the lane, there's another Lady Penguin there to cut her off.
Yamauchi comes the other way. She dribbles into the paint, swings it over to Holbrook for a three, and she goes up and is fouled, but they're going to call it on the ground, not on the shot.
That looked like on the shot. Williams with the hard closeout on Holbrook.
Yeah, I thought we were going to the line for three free throws as she missed the three, but they're going to call it on the ground. Only the second team foul. Both teams now stand pat at two team fouls. 10 minutes and 13 seconds left. They're going to send in Jade Castro, Noel Roldan, and Jasmine Cox. So mass substitution here for the Penguins. That leaves Quaywan Owens and Hyatt as the only two remaining on the court. Quaywan Owens has it on the left wing. They're looking for post-up Cox, but the pass is overthrown, stolen by the Vulcans. They come the other way. Santos Howe has it on the right block, hands it off to Koyman. Koyman now throws it, tries to find Christy Williams, but that play is defended by Noel Roldan.
Roldan, excellent anticipation.
Ball ends up out of bounds, so they'll be taken out on the sideline right near our booth. Santos has it, guarded by Castro. Swung over to the right wing, Whitney Eddins. She can't find anyone open, so she tries to do it herself. She dribbles to the left. Quaywan Owens pokes it loose, but they could not end up with the ball. 10 on the shot clock. I don't think Eddins realizes. She swings it over to the left corner now. Ball inside and stolen by Hyatt. Great defense. Coming the other way, Castro brings it up. Looking for the fast break, but stopped that time by the Vulcans. Cox over to Roldan, left wing. Tries to find Cox inside again in another errant throw trying to post Cox up.
That's two. You've seen the Penguins outplay the Vulcans for the first part of this first half. These next 9 minutes here are going to be big. They got to win these next 9 minutes. You outplay them in the first 10, you got to outplay them in the second 10.
Yeah, the Vulcans are doing a very good job of fronting the post the last couple of possessions, and that's made it tough on the entry pass to Cox. The Penguins are still trying to force it, so we'll see if they do any adjustments, maybe coming off the post-up game. Come the other way, Vulcans have it. A three-pointer by Christy Williams on the right wing, and she knocks it down. Big three for the Vulcans.
Double pick up top. Roldan couldn't get around it. Hyatt tried to get a contest. And Williams, who leads this team in three-pointers, shooting 37% on the year, was able to can it.
And that three drops the lead for the Penguins down to 7, 18-11 here, as a timeout was called by Brianna Chambers out of frustration. 9 minutes left in this first half. You talked about Roldan not getting out on defense. Last time these two teams met, she had a career-high 14 points. We haven't seen her shoot much yet, but she just got in.
Couldn't do much there, trying to come around the double pick. But you heard Coach Brianna Chambers yell out two. She was screaming two. That was because back-to-back turnovers by the Lady Penguins, they can't afford those types of possessions playing against a good team here like Hawaii Hilo.
Yeah, we've seen both turnovers and missed free throws hurt this Lady Penguin team deep in the second half. Right now, it's not costing them anything as they're up by 7, but that could come back to haunt them later. Coming out of the timeout, Cox has it on the left elbow. Gives it over to Quaywan Owens, who's on the left wing. Nice give and go as Cox gets it back, but could not finish the easy layup. Rebound, Vulcans, they bring it down, looking to pass break. Ball swung out dangerously to Imai. She gets it up, and she finishes for two. That was a lot going on. She finished for two.
Wow, was able to sidestep Castro and leave a nice teardrop into the lane, showing why she's the leader of this ball club.
Castro coming the other way, gives it to Roldan on the right wing. Roldan shoots for the three. This one's up and good. I talked about her scoring presence last time they met the Vulcans. She scored 14, and on cue, she knocks down a nice three-pointer from the right wing. And looking to fast break, Mackenzie Magino runs the court, gets the ball inside, goes up for a shot, and gets fouled.
Roldan, excellent three. But if you're Lady Penguins, you got to get back, because right there, the Volcans raced it up the floor, found Mangino right underneath the basket.
And Mangino will be going to the line for two free throws on the season. Mangino shoots the free throw decently well, shoots it at 68%, and the first one is knocked down. Score right now, 22-13, Penguins lead. Coming in for Lady Penguins is going to be Holbok, Nelson, and Marshall. Coming out is going to be Cox, Hyatt, and Roldan.
Mass substitution there by Coach Chambers.
Second free throw by Mangino's knocked down. So she nets the pair. 21-14, 8-12 left in the first half. Penguins looking for that third conference win. Yamauchi bringing it up. She throws it over to Quaywan Owens, who wasn't looking, and it bounces off her head and out of bounds.
Unforced turnovers. Can't have those. Got to clean that up.
You touched on it right there. Unforced was right. Quaywan Owens was wide open, just wasn't looking at the ball, and it hits her off the head. Now Vulcans have the ball. Back in the game is Kealoha, but she doesn't get it. In the backcourt, dribbling is Whitney Eden. She goes left. Stolen by Holbok. Holbok gets the ball. She looks to push. She stopped at the right elbow, misses the shot, but gets her own rebound. Swung over to Nelson for a free throw jumper. Oh, rims in and out. That one looked like it was down. Couldn't get the basket. Vulcans get the rebounds. They look to push. On the right wing is Kealoha. That jumper is good for three.
And you see how many Penguins collapse to the paint when Imai came down, barreling down the lane. She draws a lot of attention.
The leading scorer did just that, but she gave it off for a nice assist there as Kealoha hits the wide open three from the right wing. Score now 21-18, lead only three for the Penguins. Coming back the other way is Holbok. Three-pointer right up the middle. No good. Rebound Hilo. They again look to push. They love to fast break. Kealoha for another transition three, and she knocks it down.
Same exact play to the other side. Here comes Imai off the miss. Kealoha sets up left side of the wing, cans it. Game good. Tied. Excuse me.
We had a scoreboard malfunction. It said 18, but now 21-20. That must have been a two-pointer there. Looked deep enough for a three, but the refs are going to give her two. 21-20, Penguins up by just one. Quaywan Owens has it up top. Swung to the left wing, Marshall. Penguins looking to stop this run. Yamauchi has it, 9 on the shot clock. She dribbles, penetrates, kicks over to Holbok for a three. That one off the right rim, rebound Quaywan Owens. Quaywan Owens goes up, misses, gets her own rebound. Fight for the loose ball. Quaywan Owens throws it off the foot of a Vulcan, and it's going to end up with the Penguins.
Great save there by Quaywan Owens, but when she's that low on the left side of the basket, you want to see her use that left hand.
Yeah, she went up, like we said, she got the rebound from Holbok's miss. She went up with the right hand, which was towards the defender. Easier to block. She got a piece of it, missed the shot, got her own rebound again, but did not go up for the shot. It was a loose ball. Here we are, 6 minutes and 39 seconds left in the first half, 21-20, and the Penguins will have one more home game before they hit the road again. They'll be taking on Chaminade this Saturday. That will be broadcasted here at Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. That's the 25th, and the women at 5:30, the men at 7:30. And just like that game, we have a men's game following this one today against the Vulcans at 7:30. You have a little preview of our men's game later?
They're going to try to snap the four-game losing streak, and these are the games you got to win. Vulcans are last place in the conference. You've got to take care of business against the teams you're supposed to beat.
And the Penguins up 21-20 here. Just under 7 minutes left in this first half. Leading scorer for the Vulcans is Kealoha with five and Mangino with five. And for the Penguins, leading scorer is Quaywan Owens with nine, building off that beautiful game she had last week against HPU.
Penguins need a bucket here to counter this run, stop the bleeding.
They do. The last field goal that Dominican had was at 8 minutes and 24 seconds, so a little over 2 minutes since their last bucket. That's why the lead has dwindled down to only one. Holbok has it on the inbound, given off to Marshall on the left wing. Marshall wants a screen from Nelson. She gets it. She settles for three. That one's high arcing and knocks it down. Skittles, can you taste the rainbow? That one was a hell of a shot.
Oh, my. You're right. That was a rainbow from deep. Marshall letting it fly.
That was a huge bucket there. Pushes the lead up to four. Coming the other way, the Vulcans have it. CeCe Road, we haven't seen her in a while. Dribble hands off to Mackenzie Mangino. She tries to get inside and a foul as the penetration was a little too good by the Penguins as they use their hands.
But right there you see another big, Sarah Nelson, coming over, playing great help defense. I like to see that by the Penguins.
Inbounding the ball in the northern end of the Collins Center is Kealoha, who's hit two shots in a row. She gives it to CeCe Road. Dribble handoff again to Mangino in the same exact play as she tries to get to the paint and is denied with the arms by Quaywan Owens.
And now the referees are starting to call it real tight. You know the new rule this year with college basketball, the hand check, they're starting to really call that right now.
And that is just the fifth team foul, so not yet in the bonus for the Vulcans, but starting to get close. Kealoha inbounds the ball, finds Mangino wide open on the right block, shot hard off the backboard, rebound Kealoha. She goes for three off the back end of the rim, rebound Mangino. Goes up, Nelson blocks it. In a fight for the loose ball, Nelson fouls Mangino.
That was a third opportunity to get points. Vulcans crashing the boards very hard, and it started with Kealoha coming from out of bounds after the inbound to make a nice rebound.
And the hustle by the Lady Vulcans pays off as they're going to get their fourth opportunity to inbound the ball and get points here on this possession. 5 minutes and 52 seconds left in the first half. Inbounds play goes to Hinato Smith Jr. for a right three. She misses it. Holbrook rebounds, looks to push, smartly pulls it back as she didn't have the numbers.
Good stand by the Penguins there.
Facing adversity, that was the fourth time inbounding the ball. They end up getting the defensive stop. Nelson has it on the left block. Swings it over to Roldan, who has it on the right wing now. Yamauchi on the left wing. Gives it over to Holbrook. Holbrook hoists another three. That one's off the rim. No, bounces in the friendly shooter's roll.
There are shot takers and there are shot makers. Carly Holbrook is a shot maker, and she got a nice friendly roll there.
Lead now up to seven as they made a six-point run. Coming the other way is Imai. She misses the shot. Rebound Penguins. Roldan pushing up the right block. She has the number. She goes all the way, goes up for a shot, and gets fouled going up.
Penguin foul, 21, Noelle Roldan, her first.
And they're going to call an arm check foul. Oh, offensive foul is what they're going to call. I thought that was a little arm action there on the shot. They're going to call a foul here. And Hilo will end up with the ball. 17 fouls for the Penguins, just three for the Vulcans. So the next foul will send the Vulcans to the line for the bonus. Kealoha brings it up. Right wing now, Hinato Smith. Swings it up top to Kealoha. Imai on the left wing. She dribbles, gets to the hole, misses the shot, but gets her own rebound. Inexcusable rebounding by the Penguins. Vulcans have another chance. Kealoha now finds it up top. Calling play, gets it to the left wing. Imai, leading scorer, rebounder, and assist giver for the Vulcans. Everything goes to her. Posts up, swings it over. Right wing jumper wide open. Hinato Smith misses. Rebound, Imai. She misses the shot. Too many offensive rebounds given up by the Penguins, but it doesn't hurt as Hyatt finally chased down the board. Yamauchi on the right wing. No one stops. Gives it over to Holbrook for a three. Another three. She misses that one, though. Rebound chased down by Kealoha. She pushes on the left wing. They're a fast-tempo team. Gets to the paint. Tries to find Emiwua, but she can't get the ball as it was defended well by the Penguins. Coming back the other way, Noelle Roldan leaked for the wide-open layup, but she missed it. No one guarding her, and she missed the left-handed layup.
Those are ones you want to have back, but great defensive play by Hyatt not to fall for the fake and make that steal to start the fast break.
Kealoha breaks the press by Noelle Roldan. Left block and another missed layup, but this one by Kealoha.
Rebound. Cancels out.
Yeah, cancels out as both missed easy wide-open layups. Moot point as a score now, 27-20, 3 minutes and 10 seconds left in the first half. Hyatt has it. Ball given off to Holbrook on the right wing. She shot her fair amount of threes here today, and an off-ball foul drawn by Roldan.
Penguins are cutting very hard. You see them set an off-ball screen. When you cut hard, you'll find your way to the basketball, and Marshall had a nice backdoor cut, able to draw the foul.
27-20, just under 3:20 left in the first half. Penguins with the lead this whole game. They've played well. Looking for that third conference win. What do you think Coach Brianna Chambers is going over in this third media timeout?
First, she's probably drawing up a nice inbounds play. Second, she's got to be a little encouraged that this was 21-20. Now it's 27-20. 6-0 run for the Penguins. She probably wishes Roldan could have finished on that nice outlet pass from Hyatt. But right now, you got to be happy where the Lady Penguins are at. They're outplaying the Vulcans.
Yeah, the difference has been points off turnover as Dominican has had 12 points off turnover while Hilo has only had 3 points off turnover. Big difference in the last time these two teams met where the points off turnover was pretty much even, but the Penguins end up losing by 20.
That's going to be a big emphasis coming down with this last 3:19 in the first half and a huge emphasis in the second half. Can you keep the turnovers down and can you keep this energy up that the Penguins have been playing with? They've got great depth and all 10 Penguins that have stepped on the floor have been playing well.
And with that 6-point run, Carly Holbok has now tied the team lead in points with 9 alongside Quaywon Owens. Kealoha did pick up her second foul before that media timeout, inbounding the ball in the south end of the Collins Center. Yamauchi, she finds Roldan for a wide open three, but off the left board. Rebound Vulcans. They come the other way again fast. Haley Reynolds gets it inside, but she's misses the shot. Roldan gets the rebound, goes up the right wing. Yamauchi now has it back to Roldan. Swung over to left wing to Quaywon Owens. Now on the elbow, newly entered Sorensen for the Penguins. Gets it, she hands it off to Roldan. Ball is slowed down. Boscarino, who also just entered after that media timeout, has on the left wing. She dribbles, double defended there, double team. She finishes off the glass though. Nice shot, forcing it over two defenders.
Boscarino is a bull, only a sophomore. She put her head down and went right to the tin.
She was looking to do nothing other than shoot, and it pays off as she finished nicely off the glass. Lead now 9, 29 to 20. Vulcans have the ball inside on the left block. Now swung up top. Santos has it. Santos gets to the right block, but she is denied. Quaywon Owens reached out and fouled.
Just clipped her by a little bit, trying to reach out and make a steal.
Quaywon Owens, second foul, eighth team foul, so that will put the Vulcans in the bonus for the first time. Last time these two teams met, Hilo went to the line 30 times, and they shot it at a blistering 90%, so you know they're a very good free throw team. Going to the line is the 5'3 junior from Hilo, Chelsea Santos. Her first free throw is good. As a team on the season, they shoot it at 70%, very capable from the line. Sorensen, Santos in particular, shoots it at 1,000%, but only 6 attempts so far this season. Her second one, and I jinxed her as she misses it off the back end of the rim. Rebound goes to Marshall.
Anytime you're jinxing the opponents, no shame in that.
No shame in that. Castro has it on the right wing. Now Marshall on the left wing gives over to Boscarino, who finds it. She dribbles to the paint again, around her back. Razzle dazzle. Ball given off to Castro. Doesn't use the pick from Sorensen. Swung over to Roldan on the right wing. 9 on the shot clock. Roldan tends to do it herself here. Gets the shot, but misses off the back end of the rim. Rebound Vulcans. They look to push. On the left wing is Mangino. Her jumper from the left elbow, no good. Sorensen with the rebound.
Quick shot by Mangino, not the shot that Dane Kenashiro might have wanted early in the shot clock.
Castro brings up on the right wing, finds Boscarino now on the left wing. She uses a screen from Sorensen. She dribbles all the way to the paint, uses a push off, and that one's called.
That time she went a little too hard to the rack, using the off arm to create, but it's nice to see Boscarino attack the rim very hard.
Yeah, Boscarino not getting too many minutes this season. Nice to see her trying to be instant offense off the bench, which is what these Lady Penguins need. Just 1 minute and 30 seconds left in the first half. Penguins up 8, 29-21, looking for that win in the rematch, trying to split the season series with the Vulcans, who are right now sitting in fourth in the Pac West. Mangino has the ball. Nice backdoor cut by Santos and finishes for two.
That was a well-designed play. Princeton offense looking right there. Nice backdoor cut by Santos.
Castro has it, gives it over to Roldan on the right wing. Screen from Sorensen. They're running that high pick and roll. Roldan raises for the jumper, misses. Rebound Rhodes. Rhodes looks to run. She has it at the middle of the court. No one running with her. She decides to pull it up. Looked like a travel, but she goes up and under and finishes for two.
I think Sorensen thought the same thing. She goes up and under twice and finally was able to weave her way underneath.
Looked like she was going to pass, but decided not to, and good for her. 29-24, Penguins lead just 4, as a 4-point run has brought this game closer.
Chance for a 2-for-1.
Castro uses the screen from Sorensen, that high pick and roll. This team is running a lot here. Boscarino wants the high pick and roll from Sorensen. Dribbles around the back. Free throw line jumper just off the left rim. Rebound goes to Rhodes. Now they have a chance to milk the shot clock, which is exactly what coach David Kenashiro is going to do. 16 left on the clock, 29-25. Penguins up in the first half. Rhodes has it on the left wing. 10 on the shot clock. 8 on the clock. Rhodes has it still, getting nicely defended by Marshall. 4-3. Rhodes has it on the left block. Swings up for a wide open jumper. 2 seconds from Edens, and that one's off the bank and misses.
Oh, Edens had a good look. Fortunately, it didn't go down, but nice half there by the Lady Penguins.
29-25, the first half is over. Coach Brianna Chambers and the Lady Penguins head into the locker room with a four-point lead in the second match between these two teams.
You got to be happy going to the locker room up four. But once again, we've saw it all season long. Penguins tend to play one half better than the other. Can they match this good first half and come out with a big, big victory to open up 2014 year?
Yeah, you couldn't have said it any better myself, partner Swanee. The Lady Penguins have struggled in the second half, but one silver lining or glimmer of hope for this Lady Penguin team in the second half was the last game they played against Hawaii Pacific. They were down big after one, and they cut the deficit in the second half and almost had a chance to win. They only lost by one, so you know that they could play a good second half. We just haven't seen it with regularity yet. Hopefully, coming into the second half, you see the same kind of defensive effort, because I believe that's where this game has really come from, this lead has come from. They've up by four because of their defensive effort.
Forcing turnovers is always going to help you win that ball game. If they can hit their free throws, keep playing that solid defense, keep playing the great help defense that they've been playing for Coach Chambers, they should be in good position to win this ball game. You know Hilo's going to come with a run. It's going to be if they can weather the storm and pull out this W.
And that is exactly right. And just a reminder for you listeners out there, the men's team will be taking on the Vulcans from Hilo at 7:30 here in the Collins Center. Make sure you stay tuned for that game. Hilo for the men's team is 0-9, while the men's team from Dominican is 5-5 in PacWest, looking to stop a four-game losing skid. So we'll be back with you here at the Collins Center. In 13 minutes, you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu, where our AD is Brandon Leinbach, our comm department chair is Brad Van Alstyne, and our faculty advisor is Stu, who usually does games with us, but not today. He is listening and making sure we do everything right. We'll be back, 12 minutes here, and the Penguins up 29-25. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
EDU.
You're listening to radio.dominican.edu.
To you by Penguin Radio. Did you know that Dominican has nearly 100 original Ansel Adams photographs in their private collection that were taken between 1932 and 1952? Interestingly enough, these photographs were found accidentally scattered across campus by a DU alumna in the 1980s. You can see a portion of the photographs in Edge Hill Mansion. DU Did You Know is brought to you by the DJs of Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
And we are back here in the Conlin Center. Alongside me to my left is my partner, Mike Temple. I'm Alex Swan, and we're 2 minutes away from kicking off this second half. Your score, DU 29, Hawaii Hilo 25, as they hold a four-point lead. So far, we talked about this right before we closed out the broadcast in the first half. Some excellent defense from the Penguins.
Yeah, the Penguins holding Hilo to only 25 points. They're playing very good defense. In fact, they're holding the team as a whole to only 33% from the field. That's a testament to your great defense, great man-to-man defense, and they're helping also. Good combination of both. That's why they're up four right now.
Big tribute as well to Miss Carly Holbrook, the freshman. She's got eight. She's had seven field goal attempts, six of them from downtown. She had two of them rattle out. She could have tallied her total at 14. But wow, that's been a nice boost for the Penguins as they went 5-11 from downtown in the first half. Total points, Quaywan Owens has got nine. On the other side, it's been their leader, Kami Imai. She's got 2 points, six boards to go along with Mackenzie Mangino. She's got 5 points, three boards. And the other co-star, Jordan Kialoa, she's got five as well. That's kind of their big three. If DU can contain that, I think they should be able to pull out this W with that same defensive intensity that we saw in the first half.
Yeah, they've done a very good job on the leading scorer, Imai, not letting her get to the hoop, which is what she likes to do. She likes to dribble fake and get inside the paint. They've stopped that today so far, only through a half. They got to play one more good half here. Another good full 20 minutes.
She's only one of five, so they've done a good job. Testament to Quaywon Owens' defense on her. She's drawn the matchup. She's played well. Penguins are set to inbound. Starters are on the floor. They'll be attacking the northern basket. It's going to be Hare to inbound to Yamauchi. 29-25 to start this second half.
Got a little dispute over the clock here. That's why the delay. It's always hard to read what's wrong with these refs, what they want to see, and they finally get under play as the whistle goes.
I agree with you, partner, and here we go. Penguins trying to get their first win of the new year. Entry down to Cox. She has it at the free throw line, and she's going to pull up from 15 and gets the roll.
She said, why not? No one was guarding her. She looked to drive, but then noticed no one was on her. Finished for two.
And DU's already in their full court man-to-man press. It's Kealoha to bring it up. She's guarded tightly by Yamauchi. Over into the left southern corner. Now back up top to Kealoha. Mangino comes out to get the pass. She blows by Nelson and a whistle. That's going to be a hand check foul called on Nelson as the versatile Mangino, the 5'10 junior, Ukiah.
Yeah, Mangino's much quicker off the dribble. One step and she's gone from Nelson. Nelson might want to sag off a little bit.
Kealoha to inbounds, finds Road. She uses a Mangino screen, tries to attack the left side of the basket, gets the left-handed layup to go over Nelson. Well done.
Yeah, she finished over the tree, and Nelson, much shorter shooter there, but she finished over the taller defender.
Tough shot, 31-27. Trying to post up Quaywon Owens, and she got it poked away. It was by Imai. She races up ahead, tries to spin inside the lane, but good help defense from Nelson as she blocked the shot.
Nelson let one shot get over. She wasn't letting the second one get over.
And Nelson did a good job running the floor, and she's fouled. A nice find from Yamauchi, but she was able to beat Imai back.
Nelson caught the ball, turned around, didn't even really look at the hoop. She just turned around and shot and got fouled on the going up.
This is going to go against Hinato Smith Jr., the 5'6 guard. As Nelson is at the line, she leaves the first one short. Second one. Is also short. She had an imbalanced rhythm. The ball nearly slipped out of her hands as she took a couple dribbles more. Looked like she lost her focus a little bit. 18:55 left, 31-27. Kealoha has it up top for the Vulcans. Swings it over to Smith Jr. Finds Imai. Left corner, Kealoha thought about the three, puts it on the deck, now kicks out Mangino, got another three, 31-30.
She's a tough matchup there for Nelson. That time she sagged off, like I said, she should, and got punished there for a wide open three.
Excuse me, refs ruled that a two as her toe was on the line, 31-29. Penguins' lead is down to two. Quaywon Owens, left wing, guarded by Road. Tries to put the moves on her. She's cut off. Tough turnaround jumper. She got it, but she tweaked her ankle coming down. Nice shot, though, for Quaywon Owens.
Pure isolation play. Get the ball to Quaywon Owens. She did it all herself.
Here's Kealoha driving right on Yamauchi. And an offensive foul as there was Hare to draw it.
Good court awareness by the freshman there, Danielle Hare. Drew the charge. She was there 2 seconds early. Good call by the ref.
Three offensive fouls drawn by this Lady Penguin so far. Playing excellent help defense like we talked about in the first half.
Coach Brianna Chambers must have emphasized defense, and that's what's paying off right now early.
33-29. Quaywon Owens has got it again. Left northern wing. Trying to go at Rhodes again. High-low lob to Cox. She couldn't finish the layup down low, but it will stay with the Penguins with 13 on the shot clock.
Beautiful entry pass by Quaywon Owens. Found Cox there. Really wide open for a layup just off the bottom of the backboard.
Yamauchi will set to inbound. She goes to Hare. Hare tries to weave her way inside. Throws up a wild shot. Doesn't go. Nelson's there on the glass, and she puts it back in.
Nelson didn't even jump. She just stuck her hands in the air, and the tree came down with it. Nice job on the offensive board and finishing for two.
Santos, the 5'3 guard, has checked in for the Vulcans. She finds Hinato Smith Jr. Now it's Mangino. Back over to Rhodes. Back to Mangino down low, posting on Nelson. Turns baseline, and she's able to lay it up and in. Nice move by Mangino. Yamauchi the other way quickly. 35-31. Entry pass down to Cox. It was deflected away, and the refs now initially pointed Volcan basketball, but they quickly corrected that. It will stay here with the Penguins as Hare will inbound on the right northern sideline. Nice find by Yamauchi down to Nelson, but she couldn't finish with the left-handed hook. Santos quickly back for the Volcans. Cross-court pass to Rhodes. Gets inside. Pass Nelson. Can't finish. Yamauchi finds Hare running the floor, and she's fouled. Nice find by Yamauchi. She's dropping the dimes here in the second half.
Both teams racing up and down the court. Fast break after fast break. This time the play is stopped because of a foul. Hare went hard to the rack. Got fouled. And it's one thing you want to see more of Danielle Hare, the freshman. She tends to pass the ball and be a little tentative. Here early in the second half, she's looking for a shot and getting to the rack. Already two attempts in the second half.
Hare way short on the first.
And the Lady Penguins got to make their free throws. Last time that hurt them as they shot 40% from the line in the last game against Hilo. Early on today, they're not having any more success.
Good call, partner. 17 for 35 from the line was the Penguins. The last two teams, last time these two teams met. Hare's 62% from the line. Couldn't convert on the first. Her second one is pure. 36-31, 16-43 left to go in the second half. Full court pressure from Yamauchi as she D's up on Santos. Good pressure. Santos calls out the set. Finds Hinato Smith Jr. Now over to left wing for Rhodes. Deep into the corner for Imai. Checked by Smith. Tries to get around, spins in the lane, and she got it to go. A tough shot for the leading scorer, Kami Imai, the senior. 36-33. Cox finds Owens. Quaywon Owens walked with it.
And you saw from Imai there, she took the ball, knew what she was going to do, got to the rack, and a beautiful spin move hung in the air long enough to get it over the defender, Nelson, and finish for two. Look for her to do more of that as she struggled in the first half.
Santos has the inbounds from Rhodes. Penguins are still holding on to a three-point lead. They've led virtually throughout this entire ball game. Here's Imai. Palms the ball with one hand. Tries to go to work on Quaywon Owens. Kicks out for three. In and out. That was Hinato Smith Jr. who couldn't rattle home the three. And here's Yamauchi coming up the other way across the timeline. Kicks out Holbrook. Thought about a three. Now reverses it over to Cox. Left northern wing. Nice flex curl from Quaywon Owens. She goes hard to the bucket and is hacked.
We touched it on the HPU game. Quaywon Owens is a much more effective scorer when she gets inside. She needs to post up almost virtually every play. She needs to post up and get the ball inside the paint. She gets in trouble when she settles for their elbow jumpers, the right wing jumpers. She's not a jump shooter. She's a pure inside game because she's a swing four and a matchup nightmare because she's so quick.
We got immediate timeout on the floor. 15:30 left in this second half. 36-33. So far, both teams have evened out, tallied in the scoreboard in the second half, and it's been a nice attack by Quaywon Owens and Danielle Hare, but I've been impressed with the open court vision of Danielle Yamauchi. She can really find people on the break.
Yeah, she's a point guard, and that's what point guards do. They're meant to give the ball to others and make the offense run through what they see on the court because they're like an extension of the coach. Usually Coach Brianna Chambers will send out the point guard to be that extension, to be that extra coach on the court, and that's what Yamauchi's doing right now. She's finding the open player.
She is certainly the floor general. And since these last two teams have met, you know Dominican has been thinking about that 19-point loss that they had when they suffered up in Hawaii when they played the Vulcans. And that just kind of sits with you, so when you get the rematch at home, you come out with a little more fire, and we've seen that as the Penguins have held the lead almost this entire game.
Yeah, this is a much different team than early January. They played a lot better games here of late, especially with that last game against HPU. They started to string some things together and play great defense. That's where it's all starting from, is the defensive effort for the Penguins, and it's paying off here as they have a lead early in the second half.
Quaywon Owens is at the line. She toes the stripe. 52% on the year. She rattles home the first.
It's going to be important late in the game to make these free throws. Every point counts in these close games.
It hasn't been a strength of the Penguins. It's Quaywon Owens' second one rattles in again. 2 for 2, 38-33.
Two big free throw shots by the 52% free thrower. Nice job at the line.
Cox shows pressure on Santos. They get it up to Hanato Smith. She's pressured by Yamauchi. Newly entered Haley Reynolds has it now, and she lost it. Cox has it on the steal.
Great job by Quaywon Owens to front the post and tip it away. Cox was there to get the loose ball.
Yamauchi wants a screen from Hyatt. She refuses it. Now Hyatt has it on the high post. They kick back out to Yamauchi. Now she gets the screen, pulls up from 18 and banked it home.
Did she call glass? That's what I want to hear. She uses the bank nicely. Nice job finishing for two.
Use the glass nicely, like you said. The bank is open. She'll take it anyway. She can get it, 40-33. Rhodes knifes her way inside. Good help defense by the Penguins. Ball is knocked away, and we got a loose ball foul. This one's going to go against Haley Reynolds of the Vulcans. That's going to be the fifth team foul. Penguins, two fouls away from getting themselves in the bonus.
And you would love to be in the bonus early in the second half. Those are virtually free points and free opportunities to add to your lead in the second half.
Pressure from the Vulcans. They get it up to Quaywon Owens, and she has no trouble getting it across the timeline. Here's Yamauchi having herself a ball game. Loses Santos on a nice crossover. Can't finish. Rebound to Imai. Finds Reynolds leaking out. She tries to come all the way in. Good defense from Holbrook as she was able to run her down before Reynolds could get up that layup. But in the end, she was fouled. And this is going to go against Hyatt as she hacked Reynolds on the layup attempt.
Yeah, Reynolds, the 5'11 junior, ran the break like a point guard trying to finish for two, but a good job by Holbrook and Hyatt to collapse and force a tough shot, make her earn two from the line.
Vulcans are a very good free throw shooting team as she nets the first.
One thing going back to the last offensive possession the Penguins had, Yamauchi did a nice crossover move to get to the lane, did everything but finish as she's was wondering why she was so wide open, so she shot a little too tough off the glass. But a good job getting to the paint by Yamauchi.
Here comes Mangino. She returns for the Vulcans. Reynolds has got one more from the line. She can't hit it. 40-34 is the score that stands. Quaywon Owens has the board and will bring it up across midcourt. She has it, tries to post up, down low, strong move on Imai, and lays it in.
The Penguins got to get the ball to Quaywon Owens inside on every possession. She is dangerous, and she pays off when you get the ball inside.
You touched on it, partner. She's got a J, she can attack the rim, and she can go down on the block and use her body down low. Here's Kinaloa. Now it's Imai, left southern corner, flex cut by Reynolds in front of Hyatt. Tries to find Mangino, opposite block, doubled, loose ball. Reynolds comes out of it. Can't finish with her layup. Hyatt has got it. Reynolds looks like she's shaken up. Cox is coming back the other way. No time to waste. Yamauchi swings it to Quaywon Owens. Looking for Hyatt down low. Goes right to work, and she lays it in.
The emphasis on getting the ball in the paint. They are taking advantage of these Vulcan defenders inside.
The lead has grown to 10. Coach Kanashiro wants to talk it over. 44-34. 13:20 left in this ball game, and Mike Temple, we've seen the lead go from 3 now to 10 for the Penguins.
Beautiful start to the second half. You couldn't have asked for anything greater. They're still playing that hard-nosed defense, but on the offensive side, what I've seen the biggest difference here from the first half to now is they're finishing inside. They're getting the ball inside, getting good looks, and Hyatt, Quaywon Owens finishing inside with those 2 points in the layups.
That seems like to be a point of emphasis. There hasn't been too many three-point attempts other than Holbrook by herself because she can let it fly from deep. But Quaywon Owens, Hyatt, Nelson have all been getting work down low on the block.
And the defensive end translates to easy opportunities on the offensive side. They're going quick at it. They're countering. And it's paying off right now, and that's why the lead's at 10 points.
And any time Imai touches the ball, she's been very hassled, doubled, and it's been a nice job by the Penguin defense. The Lady Penguins will take on Chaminade on January 25th, this Saturday at 5:30 p.m. But after this game, the men's will follow to take on University of Hawaii Hilo at 7:30. box score for you. It's Quaywon Owens, who has got 15 leading all scorers. She had a career high 23 last game. She's trying to top that. She's got 15, shooting 6 for 9 from the floor. On the other side, it's Mangino with 9 leading the way for the Vulcans as they are set to inbound underneath the northern baseline. Here's Kealoha, checked by the newly entered Holbrook. High post to Mangino, backdoor cut, nice find, Mangino to Williams, as she was able to beat Cox on the backdoor cut.
And the Vulcans have run that play twice successfully so far, that nice backdoor cut, and it was an easy two there.
44-36, Penguins got to be aware when the ball goes into the high post, wings are looking to backdoor. Quaywon Owens has it, tries to find Cox down low on the block, and she's tangled up with Reynolds. And this is going to be a jump ball possession to the Vulcans.
This game is not over if you're the Lady Penguins. You cannot get comfortable here. Still a lot of time, 12:48. You got to make sure you improve on the lead. You grow the lead. You don't want to stand pat at 10 points.
Agreed right there with your partner. Here's Kealoha. Walks it across midcourt. They're looking for that high post set again. They do the exact same play. This time it was Mangino to Imai. Imai couldn't handle the pass, and it goes out of bounds to the Penguins.
Quaywon Owens, great job recognizing the backdoor cut and made it a tough pass, which ended up in the turnover.
12:30 left in this second half, 44-36, Penguins up 8. Quaywon Owens looking to isolate herself on Imai. She's doubled, spinning baseline and lays it in. Outstanding move by Quaywon Owens.
Again, another 2 points because they posted up Quaywon Owens. That has got to be the offense if your coach, Brianna Chambers. Draw that play up every time.
She's got 17. Imai trying to answer. Quickly crosses over into the lane, and she turned it over, and she's got the frustrated look on her face of things. Why aren't they going her way? Penguins are doing an outstanding job of help defense.
And the Penguins have done a great job forcing turnovers on the last two possessions, and that's where they're taking advantage of the Vulcans. 16 points off of turnovers already early in the second half.
Imai checks out, and here comes Whitney Edens, the junior guard from Cloverdale. Quaywon Owens, oh, was down low, had a nice backdoor find to Cox, who's fouled, and they're starting to operate through Quaywon Owens, whether it be on the wing or down low on either side of the blocks.
Yeah, what do they do there? They post up Quaywon Owens, and a little wrinkle this time. They get a backdoor cut from Cox as they double-team Quaywon Owens, and a nice find there to get him to the line.
Great awareness to look over her left shoulder to find Cox on that backdoor. Sometimes when the double comes, players won't see it in time, and they'll panic and turn it over. She identified it. Found Cox. She'll be at the line when we come back from this media timeout. 11:54 left. Penguins up 10, 46-36. Like we mentioned earlier, men's basketball will follow this at 7:30. But every time Hilo tries to make the run and creep in and get closer to the Penguins, they extend it right back to double digits. This is something nice to see out of the Lady Penguins. Brianna Chambers has got to be happy.
Yeah, this 10-point lead matches the largest that Dominicans had all game. Last time he got the 10, Vulcans made 2 straight baskets and cut it down to 6. But like you said, the Penguins, with the fight and will, ended that run and made a little run of their own to get it back up to 10.
Anytime you can counter those runs and weather the storm, that's going to help your team down the stretch when things do get dicey, because college basketball is all about game of runs. You know there'll be more flurries from both teams here with 11:54 left.
Yeah, don't stand pat with this lead. It's not big enough. Too much time on the clock, just under 12 minutes. That's an eternity in college basketball. Starts right here with the free throws.
Cox will be at the line. It's her first one. It's up and no good. She's shooting it at 72% from the stripe this season. Second one, in and out. Ball batted around, comes out to Williams. Finding Reynolds, running the floor nicely, but she can't finish the layup. Rushed it a little bit. Yamauchi has it for the Penguins. Finds Cox, tries to put the ball on the deck, kicks out to Quaywon Owens. Now they'll repost Cox. She's doubled, trying to go to work. And it's an offensive foul on Cox as she hooked.
Yeah, Cox got double-teamed there by the Vulcan defenders, and she panicked and tried to go to the rack, so she used her arm to push off. That's why the offensive foul was called.
Kealoha brings it up court. for the Vulcans. Checked by Holbrook and a quick bump by Carly Holbrook as she's whistled for the foul.
And the ref's starting to call knick-knack fouls here, as that one I could not see exactly what happened. Just trying to fight over a screen, and they're going to call a defensive foul.
That looked ticky-tack. Kealoha's been doing a lot of the ball handling for the Vulcans in the second half. She has it working on Holbrook. They get it down to Kuehman, who goes off the glass and puts it in.
Nice move. She settled for the jumper because Hyatt was sagging off, and she finished for two.
That's her first bucket of the game as they find Holbrook. She's going to look to answer for three. Looked like she got fouled. Three goes in and out. Cox hustles, and she's got the rebound. They'll reset. Quaywon Owens, left northern wing, loves that spot to operate. Two bounces, puts up a jumper, leaves it short. Mangino's got the rebound. They look to Kealoha to push the other way. She finds Mangino on a nice flex cut. Oh, and Hyatt got a piece of that shot, rejected. Yamauchi has the basketball, and she'll slowly bring it up for the Penguins. 10:25 left. Penguins up 8, 46-38.
Good job by Hyatt on defense to stand tall and not reach the arms over. That's where big players get foul called, is when they reach the arms over. That time she stood straight and was able to block the shot.
Holbrook finds Yamauchi. They're looking for Quaywon Owens off the curl. She rises and fires, can't hit it. Jumper long, rebound to Williams. Mangino, she's up top with it. Under 10 now. Williams, a deep three off the mark. Quaywon Owens has it. Pace is starting to slow down a little bit.
I did not see that three coming. 4 feet behind the arc, and she hoisted early in the shot clock. Ambitious shot, didn't pay off for her.
Yamauchi working on Kealoha. Right wing, finding Hyatt down low. 5 foot hook shot, rattled in and out. Kealoha's got it, come the other way quickly. Got Williams on the wing. She puts it on the deck, takes a step inside the three-point line, puts up a jumper, can't hit it. Ball rattled around to Yamauchi. Now the pace is starting to pick up. She's trying to go coast to coast, but is cut off by Kealoha. Kicked out to Quaywon Owens, where she's on that left northern wing. You could find her there. Down low to Cox, baseline move. Can't finish on the left side of the hoop. Good defense there by Kuehman. Williams, Kealoha, left drive on the baseline. Kicked out, Kuehman. Tough shot, partially blocked by Hyatt, as both teams struggling to find the basket here.
I was just going to say that both teams have hit a drought like what we're seeing in California, not scoring the ball right now.
46-38, 8:40 remaining in the second half. Yamauchi, another nice crossover on Kealoha, finds Hyatt. She took one too many steps with the basketball and traveled, but Yamauchi showing off her dime, showing off her handles. She's crossed over Kealoha. She's crossed over Santos. She's leaving him in the dust tonight.
Yeah, unfortunately, what we saw there was Hyatt acting before she had the ball. She tends to do that a little bit too much. As I think she's a point guard and dribble. That time she took too many steps before she dribbled.
Roldan now is in for, it looks like Quaywon Owens. Also checked in is Marshall and Sarah Nelson. For
Coach,
the Penguins.
Coach Brown Chambers looking to get some fresh legs here.
Oh, tough screen by Kuehman. Frees up Emi. She can't hit her floater. Rebound to Nelson. Hands off to Yamauchi. She brings it across the timeline. Penguins trying to extend this lead back up to 10. Yamauchi, high ball screen from Hyatt. Pulls up, can't hit it. Ball comes out to Emi, out to Kealoha. She's got one-on-one with Yamauchi, going coast to coast. Oh, and a good defense by Yamauchi. Just got her on the arm, though, and Kealoha will shoot too.
Even with the poor offense that the Penguins have shown lately, their defense has paid off as a lead still at 8 points.
We got a media timeout. Like you said, 8-point lead for the Penguins, 46-38. 7:54 left in the second half. Right now, the standings in the PacWest Conference, Hawaii Hilo is at 5-4 right now in fifth place. Dominican right now at 2-8, trying to inch their way back little by little into this conference race, and they've played well.
Yeah, I was talking to senior captain Noel Roldan before the game about that exact thing, about the standings, about the playoff hunt. And as you know, the PacWest tournament coming up in March sends only six teams from the PacWest to those playoffs. But fortunately for the Lady Penguins, many of the teams ahead of them can't qualify for that tournament. They can't qualify for the NC2A playoffs. So with that, the Penguins find themselves only one game out of that top six.
And even when you're 2-14 or 2-8 in the conference, you still have a lot of fight with those four teams being out.
Yeah, exactly. That makes each one of these games more important, and you're playing for a lot more. When you can see something and it's obtainable, you tend to play a lot better, and kind of that drive and momentum and motivation is much more important.
And the reason why those three teams are out is when they join the PacWest Conference, it takes 3 years to get them fully eligible to compete for the conference tournament. But right now, Kealoha is at the line, and her first attempt is off the mark. Quaywan Owens is back in the ball game for Coach Chambers. Kealoha's got five on the night. She's 2-for-4 from the line as she hits that one to cut the lead to 7, 46-39. Roldan, right northern wing, guarded by Williams, finds Nelson down low on the right block, and she has a nice turnaround jumper. She puts it in.
Good finish on the outside jumper by Nelson. You don't really see too much of that from Nelson outside the paint finishing, but a good job there.
She's really been coming on in the second half of the season. 48-39, Williams tries to blow by Roldan. Good help defense right by Nelson. She got it back off the deflection. Kealoha for three, it's good.
That's a big three to keep the Vulcans at bay and really in this game. Nice answer from Kealoha. She's done that plenty of times today. That's her third three-pointer.
48-42. 7:08 left in the second half. It's going to come down to the wire here in the Conlin Center. Nelson once again down low on the right block. This time couldn't hit it. Kealoha has got the board, races the other way. Yamauchi's all over her, and now they'll slow it down. She gets a screen from Kuiman. Williams now fires a three. It's no good. Battle for the board. Underneath, it's Kuiman. Can't finish. Now it's Edens, who lost it and turned it over. Quaywan Owens with the steal. Going at Imai and Kealoha, and she decides to wisely back it out.
And Williams for the Vulcans thinks she has Steph Curry range. Again, another plus 5 feet behind the arc, and she fired for three but missed.
Roldan from 18. It's no good. Imai, the leading rebounder, has got another board. Gives off to Kealoha. Now Imai has it once again. Williams has it now on the right wing. She tried to do too much. Good defense by Roldan, and she lost it out of bounds.
Lead down to six here for the Penguins. This is an important possession to get that lead back up to 8 or 9.
6:05 now left in the second half. Can the Penguins squeak one out here to earn their first win of the 2014 year? Roldan, left northern wing, has it, gets a screen from Nelson. She's cut off, tried to find Quaywan Owens down low, but she turned it over.
And that was a good idea there, just overpassed, overthought it. Wanted to post up Quaywan Owens. Roldan was set on that, and she dribbled, but Quaywan Owens was nicely double-teamed and tried to force a pass there and ended up in a turnover.
Mangino and Rhodes comes back in for the Vulcans, and Marshall and Holbrook check in for the Penguins. 5:40 left in this second half. Here's Rhodes. Hands off to Imai. Guarded tightly by Marshall. 25 feet from the bucket. Six on the shot clock. Imai's got to go. She puts it on the deck. Mangino at the buzzer. Can't hit it as the shot clock was about to expire. And an off-ball foul is going to go against the Vulcans. It's going to be against Imai.
Good job by the Penguin defense. Really milking that shot clock down. Forced a tough shot from Mangino on the left block. Left elbow. Fortunately, she couldn't make it, and the Penguins ended up going to line now on the foul off ball.
Now they're in the bonus as they're sending Jesse Marshall to the line for a 1-on-1 attempt. Seventh team foul going against the Vulcans. Penguins have five. First attempt from Marshall. Can't hit it. Nice board by Quaywan Owens, and she's able to put in the deuce. Having herself another ball game. 50-42.
Missed free throws don't matter that much when you can get a rebound and finish for two.
Here's Kealoha. Guarded tightly by Yamauchi. Here's Imai off the curl now, spins, likes to go to that left shoulder spinning shot, can't hit it. Boarded by Nelson, and she finds Yamauchi up into the front court now as Quaywan Owens. From 15, oh, and it's pure right in Imai, and it's been the battle of Imai and Quaywan Owens, and Quaywan Owens has definitely won that battle tonight.
Quaywan Owens has been definitely more efficient, and she's finishing well in the second half. The second half seems like it's Quaywan Owens' time. The last two games against HPU and this one here against Hilo. Second half seems like it's Quaywan Owens.
Lead is back up to 10. And whenever you need a bucket, this is going to be the lady that the Penguins are going to be looking to down the stretch for the rest of the season is Salonika Quaywan Owens. As she's had herself two back-to-back ball games, and she's a senior. She's trying to put the team on their back and be that senior leader, as is Golston and Carrillo for the men's team.
Yeah, these seniors have one goal in mind, that's to make the playoffs where anything could happen. Since that goal is only really one game back and attainable now, you see the seniors taking over here.
14, Jasmine Cox returns for your Penguins.
Inbound to Kealoha. She's gonna walk it up. 4:40 left, Penguins hold a 10-point lead here. As they've controlled the lead throughout the whole second half. Road now, left southern wing, gets a screen from Imai, risky pass over to Edens as that was tipped by Cox. Five on the shot clock now. Kealoha comes off the curl, tries to find Mangino underneath, and she lost it, a turnover. Another excellent defensive possession by the Lady Penguins.
And again, it's the defense of the Lady Penguins milking that shot clock down to five before the Vulcans even had an opportunity at the basket. Kealoha forced a pass, and it ended up being a turnover.
And now this is the time, with 4:12 left in the second half, to take your time on offense, melt the clock, and get quality shots. Here's Quaywan Owens working on Imai. She moves it around to Holbrook, gets a screen from Nelson. Now she's doubled. She's in trouble. She falls to the floor, and a timeout is called. Nope, they didn't get the timeout off in time. One ref signaled timeout for the Penguins, other signaled travel, and it's going to be a travel, and it's going to go to the Vulcans.
I thought Coach Brianna Chambers eked that one just in time to get the timeout call, but unfortunately, the official on the left wing called the travel before the timeout ended up being called.
Right wing official granted the timeout, left wing official called the travel. It will be Vulcan's ball coming out of this media timeout, 3:59 left. 52-42 as Brandon Leinbach is our athletic director.
And he's done a great job in only his first year here at Dominican. You can definitely see the culture here with athletics has definitely changed. Small school, but we're getting a lot more people out at the games, a lot more energy about these programs and these sports teams here at Dominican.
Brad Van Alstyne does a great job leading the communications department. And the faculty advisor, our own Stuart Horn, not with us tonight, but listening in the radio station. We hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight, Stu.
As is everyone else here listening on radio.dominican.edu. You're in for a dandy here. 3 minutes and 59 seconds left in the second half. Penguins up 10 late. Can they close this one out?
Vulcans are ready to inbound. It's Road. Kealoha, Williams, Mangino, and Edens for Coach Kenny Shiro. Pressure by Yamauchi, and Kealoha might have gotten away with a double dribble there. Very fortunate, she brings it into the front court. Williams comes off the high ball screen, gives it back up top to Kealoha. Now they find Williams in the left corner for three. It's no good. Battle for the board, comes to Cox. She tries to save it and does, as her pass was deflected by Edens. Penguins will take over.
And Williams keeps hoisting from three, but fortunately for the Lady Penguins, she hasn't found the range yet. She's been open on a couple of shots. She's trying to be able to knock them down.
3:30 remaining in this second half. 52-42, Penguins are trying to close it out and get this victory. Holbrook trying to find Nelson. It's taken away by Rhodes. She's got it. Gives it off to Kealoha. Now they look to post, download to Mangino, and she can't finish. Excellent defense by the 6'4 Nelson. Ball goes out of bounds. It will stay with the Vulcans.
And the Penguins are doing a great job, like we've touched on this whole game. Defensively, they are winning this game. Holding the Vulcans to only 42 points late in the second half is quite an accomplishment.
Excellent defense in the first half, translating over into the second half. They hold a 10-point lead. Here's Williams coming off two screens. Up top to Imai. Swung over in the left southern corner now to Kialoa. 10 on the shot clock. Imai working on Marshall, gets a screen, tries to leave a floater in the lane, can't hit it. Penguins have done an outstanding job guarding the leading scorer for the Vulcans tonight. Here's Yamauchi now. Slowly bringing it across, working on Kialoa. Reversed over to Quaywon Owens. 2:40 left. 10 on the shot clock for the Penguins to go to work. It's Marshall now. Left southern corner. Coming up top. Gets a screen from Nelson. Knifes her way into the defense, high off the glass, and lays it in. The lead is now 12.
What a floater by Marshall. First she got to the paint, and then she had the wherewithal to throw it over the taller defender and use the top of the glass to knock it down.
Kialoa has got a little bit of a panic look in her eyes now as the Vulcans are down 12. Only 2:10 left. They got to go, and they got to go quickly. She tries to attack the paint, and she's fouled. And this foul is going to be the Penguins' 16th foul. It's going to go against Yamauchi. Nonetheless, Kilo will be at the line for two shots.
And the Penguins just need to take their time, not rush anything. Get the shot clock down to 4 or 5 seconds before they even think about shooting, because with a plus 10 lead right now, that's what you need to do.
Kialoa's first is good.
One thing you can't do if you're the Lady Penguins is start fouling. The Vulcans have proven that they're a very good free throw shooting team, and along with that, it's stopping the clock.
Second one's long, no good. Quaywon Owens and Cox trying to race down the rebound. It's on the deck. Who wants it? It's Jasmine Cox for the Lady Penguins. 2 minutes left to go here in the ball game. Yamauchi checked by Kialoa. Quaywon Owens has it. Cox down low to Nelson. And an offensive foul. Excuse me, a 3-second violation.
Something you can't have is a turnover here late in the game.
As Nelson was camped in the paint too long. 54-43, 1:45 left. Can the Penguins hold on? Chance of defense from the crowd. Imai crosses over on Marshall. Puts the moves on. Kicks out. Mangino's got herself a three. And that's huge to keep the Vulcans in this ball game, to cut the lead to 8, 54-46.
And Mangino's done it all night long from that three-point line. We haven't seen much of her inside, but the 5'10 junior from Ukiah, from California, native to here, playing very well in the Collins Center. She keeps the Vulcans close to that huge three.
She plays the center. We've seen Mangino run the floor well. We've seen her down low on the block, and now she's got the outside jumper. Very versatile player, third on this team in scoring. But we come back to 1:32 left. Penguins are up 8. What's Brianna Chambers saying in the huddle to the Lady Penguins for them to hold on and close out this ball game?
If I was Coach Brianna Chambers, I would be saying, don't turn the ball over and don't foul. It's what has led to this only 8-point lead now. They were up 12 before the three and the foul. You can't turn the ball over here late in the game.
Lady Penguins have got to make their free throws also, as they will be getting pressured and fouled to try to close this game out. Quaywon Owens is trapped right as she gets into the front court. They find Marshall. She gets inside, puts it on the deck, goes off the glass and lays it in. A big bucket for Marshall.
That's twice in the last 5 minutes where Marshall has gotten to the hole and finished hard off the glass for two.
She slaps the floor on defense, as in to say, bring it on. Kialoa for three and an answer, no good. Cox has got the rebound and she's fouled. 1:02 left. Penguins up 10. It's looking bright.
It's looking bright, but you need to end this game from the line. The Penguins have struggled all season from the stripe. They haven't been free throws. They've been more of the missed variety. Let's see if they can do it here late in the game, where it's the hardest to make those shots. Your knees are tired, legs are tired, you're sweating, pressure's building. Can they be clutch and end this game from the line?
And before Jasmine Cox will take these free throws for the Penguins, Coach Brianna Chambers called the timeout, and I think she's going to remind her team of just that, what you said. You're tired, you're gassed, you're up 10, you got to close the game out right by hitting these free throws, getting stops on defense, and moving to 3-8 in this PacWest Conference.
And this is what Coach Brianna Chambers was looking for, a statement win in this PacWest. This is the team that's ahead of you in the standings. They're fourth right now in the playoff standings in the PacWest. This is a statement win from the program and for the team, something to build momentum on. You got to finish this game out the way the Lady Penguins can.
Cox is at the line. It's going to be a 1-1 attempt. It's up, and it's good. Pushes the lead to an 11-point advantage for the DUs. He's got one more coming. It's no good. Rebounded by Williams. 1 minute exactly left in this ball game. Santos to Williams. Can't handle the pass. Volkins has got to work quickly. Imai on the drive. Easy layup. 50 ticks left. They go to Quaywan Owens. Nearly stolen by Kealoha. Penguins have got to be alert. And now Yamauchi is strong with the basketball, and she's fouled by Kealoha. She'll go to the line for another 1-1 attempt.
Yeah, if you're the Penguins defense, you're okay with giving up a wide open two. You don't want the three to hurt you here. Only 46 seconds left. Twos won't help, especially after 10 or 15 seconds went off the clock. That was a good defensive possession, even though they gave up 2 points.
Yamauchi is at the line. 1-1. Holbrook comes in, checking for Jasmine Cox. Yamauchi is 69%. From the stripe. As her attempt is short, it's no good. Life here still for the Vulcans. It's Williams. Up to Imai. 40 seconds. She goes to the rack. Kicked out Mangino. Over to Kealoha. 36 seconds left. Good defense by the Penguins and a steal by Holbrook. Up to the front court. Quaywan Owens, a fancy pass to Nelson. And that's the exclamation point. 59-48. 26 seconds left.
The
what
dagger.
A dunk back layoff pass by Quaywan Owens out on the break to Nelson.
A little Harlem Globetrotter-esque there. No look, behind the back pass, finds a wide open Nelson. This lead swells to 11. Beautiful job on the defensive side to set up that 2 point.
We had a break in the action. So refs are checking the clock. There's 20 seconds even. But Quaywan Owens is doing it all tonight.
Yeah, she's well known for her defensive side or defensive play, as she's won PacWest Defender of the Week already twice in this season. But today she's done it on both sides. On the offensive side, she got this team going in the second half with 6 straight points. And she's been the leading scorer, so she's done a great job on both sides.
59-48. Imai goes inside, gets a quick two. And Coach Kenneth Shiro's going to take a timeout. 59-50. DU's still up 9. And we heard Coach Chambers yell out, protect the ball, ladies, protect the ball. And that's exactly what they got to do with under. Now the clock has been readjusted to 21 seconds. They had it at 20 seconds, a full play just elapsed. Now is at 21. So check that. My apologies out there to you listeners. The clock is right now at 21 seconds. The Penguins are up 9. They got to protect the ball, make the free throws, and get out of here with a W.
If I'm Coach Brianna Chambers, I'm sending out all my best free throw shooters, because this game is going to come down to ball handling and free throw shots. You need everyone from the line confident that they can knock down two.
They'll stack it up in the backcourt. Quaywan Owens is going to trigger the inbounds. Holbrook and Yamauchi flare different ways. They got to get it in. It's to Yamauchi. Quickly returned to Quaywan Owens. Good awareness there. And Quaywan Owens is fouled and will go to the line. Now they're in the double bonus. 2 shots. And Quaywan Owens is shooting 52% from the stripe this season. She'll look to knock down both attempts. She's 2 for 2 tonight. First one is pure. 10-point lead, 60-50, 18.3 seconds left in this game. And it's not over until the final buzzer sounds. Hilo's got a chance as the second one rattles home. 61-50. Here's Imai trying to break the Penguin pressure. Nice defense by Yamauchi. Knocked it away. Down to 10 seconds. Kealoha is going to rise and fire for 3. She puts it in.
61-53. This game isn't over yet, Mr. Temple. 7.8 left. Penguins have still got to grind this one out.
7.8 seconds left in this game. All the Penguins have to do here to win is inbound the ball. If you inbound the ball and force them to go court to court, this game is over. Where the Penguins can come into trouble or at risk is if they don't get it inbound. They get a five-second call or a turnover in the backcourt. That is where this game will be lost. So Coach Brianna Chambers is drawing up a play specifically for that point. Get the ball inside, I mean, to a ball handler, to anyone really. Just get the ball inbounds and make them foul you.
Repossession game. Lady Penguins would have to have something disastrous happen to let this lead slip away. But after a one-point loss, grinding back against Hawaii Pacific, and then to come out and play so well against University of Hawaii Hilo, who's fifth in the conference, that's got to feel good for your whole team around. It's got to feel good for Coach Brianna Chambers.
Yeah, it shows what kind of tenacity that this team has, coming back from a tough loss where they should have won on the buzzer beater. Put that beside them. Do a great job of coming back in this game and playing with heart, effort, and determination. That's why they have this lead.
Quaywan Owens has got to get it in. 7.8, they find Holbrook. She's trapped and fouled. And she's going to go to the line. Penguins have been being really strong with the basketball in these double-team traps in the backcourt. Holbrook, a nice free throw shooter. She's shooting 75% on the year, 15 for 20. But it's been from downtown as most of her work has been contributed tonight. 3 three-pointers as her first free throw rattles in. Push this lead up to 9, 62-53, 5.6 ticks left in this ball game. Holbrook got them both. Nothing but net, leads up to 10. No fouls for the Lady Penguins. Here's Imai, down to 2, down to 1. She's going to get up a half-court desperation heave. It's no good. Penguins are going to win it, get their first win of the new year, 63-53. Mr. Temple, an outstanding win as they did play two great halves of basketball.
Yeah, they put together a full 40 minutes of basketball, exactly what the Lady Penguins needed. Their third win in conference and a win against a team that was placed ahead of them who had 5 wins already. Huge win for the Lady Penguins here in the Collins Center. Their first win at home. Bunch of positives coming out of this game.
They're going to move to 3-8 in the conference, 3-14 overall. And any time you spark an upset like this, you never know what can happen to your team chemistry in the belief that you can get back in this game as they will take on Chaminade at 5:30 this Saturday on January 5th in the Conlin Center.
And it's a chance for the Lady Penguins to form a little win streak. They beat Chaminade at Chaminade early on in January. They beat them 79-61. So you know it's possible that this team is thinking 2 wins in a row like they did earlier in the season. If they can do that, they close the gap on that 6th seed and maybe even get to the 5th seed here in the playoffs.
And that'd be huge and a huge momentum booster just to get yourself into that conference tournament fighting back from the tough start. But what I love to see about these Lady Penguins, they have heart. And it starts with their coach because Coach Brianna Chambers has a lot of heart, a lot of intensity. And they, like you said, they played a full 40 minutes of basketball to come out with this W over the University of Hawaii Hilo.
I think the major takeaway from this game was the defense, and especially the defense on leading scorer Imai. She got a couple garbage points late with those 2 easy layups, but the Penguins are allowing that. Before those shots, Imai was 2-for-10 from the field. That is a testament to the great defense by the Lady Penguins, both inside and out.
We talked about her. She's the do-it-all heart and soul of this Vulcans team. You cut the head off the snake, you can take out the whole team. They did that. Quaywan Owens had herself a ball game, outplayed her magnificently. And I'm just getting hyped up for the men's game now, as that's going to follow here in 24 minutes of action. But we can't talk enough about this women's team getting their first win at home in the Conlin Center to move to 3-8 in the conference. You got to be happy coming in on the Saturday against Chaminade.
That is the next broadcast for the ladies. It's going to be Saturday, January 25th against Chaminade, looking to sweep the season series as they beat them earlier. They beat them January 6th, 79-61, looking to build another 2-game win streak as the Lady Penguins.
Our AD is Brandon Limebach. Limebach, excuse me, our communications head chair department is Brad Van Alstyne, faculty advisor Stuart Horn. Alongside me was Michael Temple. I'm Alex Swan. We'll be back here in about 20 minutes for the men's tip against University of Hawaii Hilo. It's going to be a dandy. They'll be looking to stop the their four-game losing streak. Once again, final score 63-53. Your Lady Penguins win it.
It's all about that Penguin press pass. So if you have not tuned in, tune in on Fridays from 12:30 to 1 o'clock.
Real students, real news. Your weekly source of news, information.